summer is upon us, and there's still plenty of time to get out and enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer before those frigid temperatures come creeping back in. I'm Cynthia Schuster, filling in for Ann Strainchamps, and this is 45 North on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Where do you go to enjoy Wisconsin's scenery? What are your favorite activities with friends and family? Are there any hidden gems in your town that people should know about? Let us know at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@WPR.org or tweet us at 45NorthWPR. My guest this hour is Chelsea Lewis. She's a writer, editor, and online producer with Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She spent the past 4 years writing about Wisconsin's hidden and not-so-hidden gems, everything from hang gliding to winter camping, and she's here this hour to talk about it. Chelsea, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you broke your list of 100 things to do in Wisconsin down into 6 categories, and if you could just give us an overview of what those categories are, and then we'll start digging in.
Sure. The first category is for the outdoor adventure, so active things you can do outdoors in Wisconsin. Then we have things for nature lovers, so whether that's wildlife or natural features in the state. And then we have things for history buffs, so if you're really into history, there's historic sites and different things like that. We have things for foodies, so if you're really into food, wine, beer, that kind of stuff. And then we have some arts and culture things, so museums, different music events, things like that. And then finally, just a category for anyone and everyone, just kind of random different hidden gems around the state.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's start with outdoor adventures. If you were to meet the most brave soul ever in Wisconsin, what would you recommend that they go see or do?
I think probably at the top of my list, and this is number one on the list, is kayaking the Apostle Islands. I actually just got back from a trip up there, and it's fantastic. The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is our only national lakeshore. It's 21 islands just off of the coast in Lake Superior near Bayfield, and it's beautiful. The islands are remote, and you can camp on them and kayak between them. But one thing I will say is for anyone interested in going up there, even if you think you're a pretty good kayaker, you're fine with the outdoors, I really would advise you to go with a guide, because Lake Superior can be very cold and very unpredictable, so you want to be safe when you're up there.
Yeah. And are these day trips? Do you recommend setting aside a weekend for it?
Yeah, you can take day trips easily enough from Bayfield or Ashland or any of the small towns up there. But to really see the islands, I would recommend going at least a few days. We did a 4-day trip, so we kind of set up camp on one island and took a couple of day trips from that island. And that allowed us to see a little bit more, to really spend some time getting to know the islands versus just kind of quickly doing a day trip and then going home. So if you're going to drive all the way up there, especially from the Madison or Milwaukee area, I would definitely recommend doing a few-day trip.
It's quite a hike.
Yeah, it is. It's about a 7-hour drive from Milwaukee, so 5.5 from Madison.
And there's so much to do on the water in and around Wisconsin, since we are surrounded by some of the Great Lakes and have plenty of rivers running through our state. And you even recommend rafting.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think a lot of people would think that you can raft in Wisconsin. As with a lot of things on this list, you know, a lot of people assume, oh, you can't do that kind of stuff in Wisconsin, but you definitely can. The Peshtigo up in kind of northeastern Wisconsin is a really great rafting river. And again, you can kind of hook up with a guide and take a nice little whitewater rafting trip down the Peshtigo up there.
Mm-hmm. And you can even go camping on a sandbar.
Yes, sandbar camping. The lower Wisconsin River, so kind of in western Wisconsin, the driftless area of the state, when the water levels are low enough, the river is pretty shallow, so these sandbars pop up along the river. And you don't need a permit. You don't need reservations. You can just grab your canoe, grab your camping gear, and, you know, it's first come, first serve on the sandbars. So whenever you find one, you can set up for the night, and it's a lot of fun.
How big are these sandbars? How much land do you have?
It depends. You know, you want to choose a bigger one just in case the water rises overnight. You don't want to get caught with a wet tent. They're not huge. They can be anywhere from, you know, like 50 yards to bigger.
Mm-hmm. Are bugs a problem out there? I can't I can't guess whether they would be or not.
Yeah, you know, the mosquitoes come out at night. This year, the mosquitoes are pretty bad because we had such a wet spring. You always have to look for ticks. Ticks aren't so much of a problem on the river, but mosquitoes are definitely a problem.
Mm-hmm. What about for hikers? There's plenty of hiking to do in Wisconsin, but what are your top recommendations?
Yeah, definitely. The Ice Age Trail is fantastic. It's a 1,200-mile trail that snakes through the entire state. It follows the path that the end of the last glacier that went through Wisconsin. So no matter where you are in the state, you're never too far from a segment, which is really great. It's the nonprofit Ice Age Trail Alliance does a really great job of cleaning up these segments, marking them. The completed segments are marked with yellow blazes. So wherever you see a yellow blaze, you know you're on an Ice Age Trail segment. And those are probably the best trails in the state, I would say.
Hmm. And we have plenty of state parks in the state. Do you know how many there are?
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head. I think there's around 64
wow.
State parks and forests, something like that.
And plenty of hiking opportunities in all of them, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm, for sure.
And, you know, Wisconsin is becoming quite a bike-friendly state, and not just in the cities, but also in between cities. Can you talk a little bit about where some cyclists can enjoy some of the Wisconsin landscapes on two wheels?
Sure, definitely. We have some really great rails to trails routes in the state, and that is these former railroad lines that they've now converted into bike trails. We actually have the first one in the country in the Elroy to Sparta Trail out in western Wisconsin, kind of in the La Crosse area. And on that trail, you go through three old railroad tunnels, so it's kind of a cool mix of scenery, and then you get a little bit of history. So that's a really cool route that I like a lot.
Do you go camping a lot?
I do, yes.
What's your favorite kind of camping? Do you go kind of bare bones, or do you have a nice RV that you can sleep comfortably in at night?
You know, it's funny. I grew up camping in tents, and then as my parents got older, we kind of graduated to a pop-up. But now when I go camping, it's pretty much just me and my tent. I do some backpacking, so, you know, hiking out with bare bones stuff. But I do a lot of car camping, too, with my friends, where we'll pack the cooler, bigger tents, chairs, radios, that kind of thing, to mm-hmm. go camping.
Where's your favorite place to do that?
Oh, it's like asking about a favorite child. I don't know. I really like Peninsula State Park in Door County. It's probably one of the most popular parks in the state. Also in Door County is Newport State Park. And what I really like about that one is all of the sites are backpacking sites. There are only 16 sites, so it's nice and quiet. But the sites, when I say backpacking, I don't mean you're hiking 10 miles into a site. They can range anywhere from a mile to 3 miles. So if you're not, if you're kind of a beginner to backpacking, that's a really good place to get an introduction to it. So, yeah, those are probably two of my top ones.
Nice. I didn't even know about that one up in Door County.
Yeah,
somehow.
It's a wilderness area, too, so it's very natural. You know, they haven't done much work on it. It's really great.
Are you familiar with the Whitefish Dunes?
Yes, Whitefish Dunes, also in Door County. That's a really great park, too. That's just a day park, though, so they don't have camping there, but the sand dunes there are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'm Cynthia Schuster, sitting in for Ann Strainchamps, and this is 45 North. We're talking about 100 things to do in Wisconsin this summer, and we're also seeking your recommendations. What are your favorite things to do in Wisconsin? You can give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org and leave a comment on our Facebook page. Let's talk about stand-up paddle boarding. How does that even work?
Yes. It's kind of this newer thing that's really catching on the coast, and now it's kind of moving to us here in Wisconsin. So it's essentially just a giant surfboard you stand on with what looks like a canoe paddle, typically is a canoe paddle, and you just stand on the board and you paddle around. And it sounds a lot harder than it is, but doing it on inland lakes is actually pretty easy because you're not dealing with waves and tides and that kind of thing. So there's a bunch of different places you can do it in the state. Lake Mendota and Madison is a big one. Out here in the Milwaukee area, I know they have it on like Pewaukee Lake and things like that. So yeah, it's a nice on-the-water sport, pretty leisurely, and definitely not as hard as you would think it would be.
And I would imagine getting back on land up in western Wisconsin, plenty of opportunities for rock climbing even.
Yeah, you know, there are a fair number. Devil's Lake is probably the best in the state. I think they have something like 2,000 routes you can climb there. And again, it's one of those things that if you've never been, you should probably go with a guide. Safety first is a big thing. But even if you're not into rock climbing, Devil's Lake is a really has a really great place for hiking as well. So you can hike up the boulders and hike all the way up to the top of the bluff. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Devil's Lake as well.
It's very popular.
Yes, it is. I think it's the most popular state park, if I can remember correctly, as far as attendance.
And fly fishing, is that popular?
Yeah, it is. You know, there, like you said, we have over 15,000 lakes in the state and countless rivers and streams and ponds. And up in northern Wisconsin, the Brule River, they call it the River of Presidents because five former sitting presidents have actually fished it. So it's great for fly fishing, but it's also great for canoeing and kayaking. So that's a lot of people go up there to do that there, too.
Well, it seems that if you are into outdoor adventures, you're also a nature lover. How did you decide where to draw the distinction as you made your recommendations in your list?
Yeah, you know, I think I kind of said if it requires you to be active to maybe start sweating a little bit, I put it in the outdoor adventure if it got your heart pumping. As far as nature, I tried to keep it to more like wildlife viewing, views, so whether that's hiking and seeing a great view and that kind of thing.
So let's talk about what is available for the nature lover. What would be your top recommendation in that category?
I think the International Crane Foundation is a really great destination that not a lot of people know about outside of the area that it is. It's up in Baraboo, and it's the only place in the world that you can see all 15 species of cranes in one spot. So I think that's a really cool thing. And they have a restored prairie there that they just finished, so you can walk and see the wildlife in there. And it's a really great destination in central Wisconsin.
I know you can even help count the cranes. And why is that an important task?
Yeah, you know, we have cranes that migrate through here, whooping cranes, which have been endangered in the past. So helping them, helping the International Crane Foundation kind of bring them back and helping them with their migration, that's a an important thing, and it's kind of a cool thing to do.
What about geese? We have plenty of those in the state. And
yes.
Where are some opportunities to see them?
Yes. Well, Horicon Marsh is a great place here, kind of in southeastern Wisconsin. And in the spring, they have a bird festival. And in that time, so mid to late May, they have geese, like 200,000 geese that migrate through. So it's quite a sight to see. You know, you might not appreciate the geese leaving some presents on your lawn, but when you see 200,000 of them flying through, it's a pretty cool sight.
I spent a couple of days over there last year, and I want to say it was in the fall, so I was catching the fall migration.
Oh, sure.
And yeah, there's just a lot of wonderful birds to see, and I think a lot of people see geese flying over their backyard and tend not to appreciate them as much just because they're so common.
But right.
But to see them in such large numbers can be fascinating, to say the least.
Definitely.
Well, you also talk about, we did talk about the dunes at Whitefish Bay. And also, do you have recommendations for kind of getting over into the northern part of the state?
Sure. I mean, as far as nature and outdoorsy things to do, the Shawquamagon National Forest is beautiful. You know, it's this huge national forest in the northern part of the state. Trails and, you know, bike and hiking trails and lakes, tons of lakes. You know, you've got the chain of lakes up in the Eagle River area. That's really great. I think we, you know, it's funny, we have our up north, so people are saying, I'm going up north, and everyone kind of knows what that is.
And, up north.
Yeah, exactly. So there's definitely a lot of things to do up in that area. Also, if you've ever been to Rhinelander, kind of a funny thing they have up there is the Hodag. It's this mythical creature that was started, I think, in the 1800s, and it's kind of caught on. So now they have Hodags all over town, and I think their high school mascot is the Hodag. So if you're up in that area, you have to snap a picture with the Hodag for sure.
Can you describe what that is, what it looks like?
Sure. It's like this little monster. I guess it kind of is like a It looks like a badger on steroids or something. It's got, you know, big teeth, but it's on four legs. It's green usually in the statues. Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to look up a picture of it to see.
You have to see it to believe it.
Yes.
Oh, and they're Googling a picture for me here in the studio. Yeah.
Great.
You should go see that. I can't put it into words.
Yeah.
I'm Cynthia Schuster, filling in for Ann Strainchamps on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is 45 North, and we are talking with Chelsea Lewis. She's an online producer with Wisconsin Trails and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about 100 things to do in Wisconsin this summer. If you have any recommendations, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or leave us a comment on our Facebook page. Right now, we're talking with Chelsea Lewis, online producer with Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about 100 things to do in Wisconsin this summer. And we are taking your calls at 1-800-642-1234. You might also want to try emailing us at talk@wpr.org if you find that our phone lines are busy. Chelsea, one last thing for the nature lovers. I mean, there's plenty more that we didn't get to, but one thing that caught my eye was checking out the Sandhill Wildlife Area's bison herd. I didn't know that there was such a thing.
Yes, they have a restored bison herd there. So you can go and either drive through, or there's a trail you can hike to kind of some observation towers to check them out. And, you know, bison obviously were here in Wisconsin before we ever got here, and we kind of wiped them out. But now they have this restored herd at the Sandhill area. So that's a really cool thing to see.
Wow. And rare butterflies.
Yes, the Carner blue butterfly is an endangered species. You can see in Waupaca, they have kind of a field research station there that they're really working on bringing these butterflies back. And they're these really beautiful blue butterflies, obviously. You can also see them in some other parts of the state. Black River Falls is another place that you can see them.
Nice. Well, let's get to what history buffs should enjoy in Wisconsin after we take a call first from Roger in Spring Green. Hi, Roger.
Hi. I called in a couple of tips for the Lower Wisconsin Riverway, but I wanted to just echo your guest that the International Crane Foundation is fantastic. And if anyone's going there, really try to go on the tour with one of the tour guides, because you will learn so much about what they do. But back to the Lower Wisconsin Riverway. Two tips. There are a lot of mosquitoes, but when you're choosing your campsite, if you choose a sandbar without vegetation on it, or at least like 100 yards away from trees or vegetation, you will have almost no mosquitoes through the evening.
Hmm. That's a great tip, definitely.
Something worth checking out, especially this year. A lot of mosquitoes this year.
Yes, for sure.
Thanks so much, Roger. So the third category in your list, Chelsea, is for the history buff. What would you recommend for someone who really wants to try to understand Wisconsin's heritage?
Yes, there are a lot of historic sites and national historic places around the state. One of my favorites is Old World Wisconsin. And I think if you grew up in Wisconsin, you might know Old World Wisconsin as, oh, that place we used to take school tours to. But it's a really cool living history museum out in Eagle in Waukesha County. So they have these old farmsteads set up and different villages that kind of play homage to our different ethnic heritages. So they also have a lot of interactive things you can do. You know, you can take your kids there and they can play the games that kids played on the frontier in the 1800s. They have different times of year that you can help with chores, or you can watch the reenactors doing chores. So it's a really cool interactive living history museum that I am a big fan of.
You know, I've never been there, but when I was growing up, and I grew up in the Green Bay area, we were taken to Heritage Hill.
Yes.
In De Pere.
Mm-hmm. Also a great living history museum.
What's the difference between the two?
I have actually never been to Heritage Hill, so I couldn't really speak too much to that. But I think that Old World Wisconsin is a little bigger and is more so like farmsteads and that kind of thing. You might be able to speak more to what mm-hmm. Heritage Hill is like.
Well, I know they've got a schoolhouse there and an old church, and they also have Green Bay's earliest settlement, I believe. And
oh, cool.
They have a little farm area, too. So if I'm recalling correctly, there's just a little bit of everything there.
Sure.
And a nice comprehensive history of just the Northeast Wisconsin area.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that might be just the slight difference is that that is more tailored to the Northeastern Wisconsin history, whereas Old World Wisconsin is more Southern and Southeastern Wisconsin. But they sound very similar.
Gotcha. Well, I happen to be going to Lake Geneva this weekend, or at least the area, and I see that I could go on the lam to discover Lake Geneva's gangster past, which I didn't even know that they had.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes. So, you know, in the 1920s and around then, bootlegging, a lot of the Chicago gangsters would kind of escape to Wisconsin as their vacation and maybe just get away. So in Lake Geneva, there's a bed and breakfast there that Bugs Moran actually stayed in, and they still have like the heavy duty door and 15-inch concrete walls there. So it's called Water's Edge. So you can go talk to the owners and they'll tell you a little bit about the history of that.
I will be on the lookout for that. That is fascinating.
Yes.
Let's take a call from Helen in West Salem. Hi, Helen.
Hello. My family just vacationed in the West Salem area, and two things they really loved was the Red Rock Horse Trails out of Sparta, and it was an hour and a half ride led by a guide, followed by their dog, and through the forest, winding around, ending up on this cliff that was beautiful, Red Rock, and of course the bluffs in the distance, they loved it. And another thing they all really liked was canoeing the Black River from Melrose to North Bend. They simply drove to North Bend, left their cars, and then they were transported over to Melrose. They put in, and the sandbar, we thought the river might be high, but it was a little high, but there were sandbars. They could have lunch in the sandbar and have a fire and fish, and it reminded them of the raft trip we'd taken 7 years ago in Idaho, just being on the river, and it was calm, and it was beautiful. And there's some dells area, so it reminded them of the dells also with this rock outcropping. And then they ended up at North Bend to have dinner at the Riverview Inn, which was beautiful, and it overlooked the river. So those are two spots I'd highly recommend.
Great. Thank you so much, Helen. Let's take a call next from Penny in Sheboygan. Hi, Penny.
Hello.
What's your recommendation?
Well, my two favorite places are in the High Cliff Park. You get there early in the morning, and that the sunrises are absolutely gorgeous, and the sunsets are even better. I mean, the bad part is the road to get to the very top, and that is really, really steep. So your car would get a workout in that, but if people are into sunsets and quiet and overlooks acres of trees, I mean, it's just beautiful. And my other recommendation is, I think it's called Wyalusing Park. I believe it's on the border of Wisconsin and Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I went camping there a long time ago, and we got to one of the very, very top camping spots. And I think it's on the Wisconsin River, and at night, there's a railroad track, and at night, you could see farmers, you know, during the day, you could see the farmers driving their tractors, and at night, you know, the farmland was lit up, you know, and it was just beautiful.
Thank you so much, Penny. So we got a couple of recommendations there. High Cliff State Park, Wyalusing State Park, and she says she enjoys watching the sunrise and the sunset. Chelsea, what are your top recommended places for catching the sunrise and the sunset?
Yeah, actually, I have Wyalusing on my list as a place to watch the sunset. It's a great state park out on the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin, as she mentioned. And it's not as visited because it is out in western Wisconsin. So you can kind of hike up one of the trails, the Mississippi Ridge Trail, and there's a nice picnic area up there, and you can just take in great views of the Mississippi. So that's a really great place. High Cliff is beautiful. High Cliff is really beautiful in the fall. It's on Lake Winnebago, kind of in the Fond du Lac area. And then over here in the Milwaukee area, I like the Schlitz Nature Center. It's on Lake Michigan. There's an observation tower there as well, and they have a nice beach that you can sit on and watch the sunrise.
Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of campers like to get a glimpse of the sunset at Peninsula State Park up in Door County. They're right on that western edge of, I should say the western border of Door County, so they have a great view of the sunset over the lake.
Definitely, yeah.
Or the bay. Mm-hmm. We should distinguish our bodies of water up
yes.
there, I suppose. So let's take a call next from Laura in McGregor, Iowa. Hi, Laura.
Hi there. I was calling to ask if you would have a good recommendation for a place that would take you out on a sailboat and, you know, just be able to go sailing for somebody who's never been on one and wouldn't want to just rent a sailboat and do it themselves.
Sure. Yeah. Lakes, as far as like Lake Michigan, if you want to come over to the Milwaukee area, there are a couple of outfitters out of our marina here that regardless of your experience, we'll take you out. We also have something called the Milwaukee Community Sailing Center. And last year I took a lesson with them, and I had never been sailing before in my life, and they were great in showing me what to do. And we took a nice little sail through the marina and then out inside the breakwater. So that was nice. And then the Apostle Islands are really great. A really great sailing destination as well. Can people either go there to kayak or to sail, and they have outfitters up there as well that will take you out and teach you, and you can even do a multi-day trip with them if you want. So if you're willing to drive a little bit, that's definitely worth it.
How does that sound, Laura?
Pardon?
How does that sound?
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun. I was just, where is the Apostle Island?
The Apostle Islands are in Lake Superior, so if you're in Iowa, it might be a little bit of a drive. You know, you have to drive all the way to the northern part of the state, so Milwaukee and Lake Michigan might be a little closer if you want to just get a taste of sailing, and then if you find that you like it, I would definitely recommend driving up to Lake Superior.
Okay, and are you aware of anything like in the Madison area?
Well, you know, there are the four lakes there, Mendota, Monona, and the other two. I know that the Hoofers Club out of Madison does some sailing. I'm not sure if they do lessons or not.
They have lessons. I think you might have to be a member, though.
Okay. Yeah. So you'd have to have a membership to do that. There might be some outfitters in Madison that do sailing as well, though.
Thanks for your call, Laura. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Ann Strangehamps on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're talking with Chelsea Lewis. She's an online editor and producer with Wisconsin Trails and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about 100 things to do in Wisconsin this summer, taking your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234. And many of the things that we're talking about this hour can be found on our Facebook page. That's 45 North on WPR. Chelsea, you also have a category dedicated to food and drink, which there's plenty of here in Wisconsin. What would you recommend someone who has just arrived in Wisconsin and wants to know where to find the best meal or the best beverage?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously our beer heritage is big, but we also have a really a growing wine industry in Wisconsin. And one of my favorites is Wollersheim. That's up in Prairie du Sac. So just kind of northwest of Madison, this really beautiful winery out in the countryside. It's set up on this hill above the Wisconsin River, and they have their own vineyard there, so they grow their own grapes. They just started making brandy this year, which is pretty cool. Their wines are really reasonably priced, but I think they're delicious. So it's definitely worth a tour and a tasting at Wollersheim.
Brandy, perfect for those old fashions.
Definitely, yes.
And, you know, with all the water, as we've been talking about this hour so far, lots of fish, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Door County, they have a kind of a cool tradition called fish boils. So what they do is they catch these Lake Michigan whitefish right off in Lake Michigan, and then they put them – it's kind of a spectacle in addition to a meal. They have this big outdoor fire, and they boil the fish in the fire, and this big flame comes up, and everyone takes pictures, and then, you know, you eat kind of family style. The White Gull Inn is a really popular place for that in Fish Creek, but they do it all over the peninsula.
And, of course, we're known for our dairy products.
Yes.
Well, let's start with ice cream. Where would you recommend picking up a delicious ice cream cone?
Yeah. Well, here in Milwaukee, we have Leon's and Cop's, kind of the two competing custard places. Both fantastic. I love them both. Leon's is a family-owned institution here. And then Cop's, you know, has their gigantic burgers that are perfect with custard. So those are two great places.
And how about cheese?
Oh, cheese. I mean, there's cheese all over. the Car Valley cheese up in, oh gosh, I'm going to get this wrong where this is. I'll let you look that up. But Car Valley is really great. They've won a lot of awards for their cheese. You can buy it online in addition to visiting their store to get some.
Mm-hmm. I am looking through your list as well, and of course, buried in paper here. But if I find it, we will announce it.
Yeah.
Let's take a call next from Jeff in Iron County. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. I think this would be a great weekend to hike the North Country Trail through the Pinoki Hills in northern Iron County. The GTEC Mining Company has temporarily removed the men with assault rifles, so it'd be a great weekend to not worry about running into anybody with an assault rifle, and you could you can look at the beautiful waterfalls along there, and take a lot of pictures, because once they do that mountaintop removal of the second range of hills, it might be your last chance to kind of see that country before the mining companies destroys it.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Ann Strainchamps. This is 45 North on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking with Chelsea Lewis. She is a writer, editor, and online producer with Wisconsin Trails and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about 100 things to do in Wisconsin this summer. We've got recommendations for the history buff, outdoor adventurers, people who love nature, food restaurants, and more. You can give us a call with your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. And you can also leave a comment on our Facebook page. I'm Cynthia Schuster. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is 45 North. I'm Cynthia Schuster filling in for Ann Strainchamps, and our guest this hour is Chelsea Lewis, online editor, writer, and online producer for Wisconsin Trails and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about 100 things to do in Wisconsin this summer, taking your calls and recommendations, your questions perhaps, at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, and our email address is talk@wpr.org. Let's take a call from Joanne in Wautoma. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, this is, the great thing to do tomorrow is the Black Hawk Folk Festival. It's our 26th annual festival at the Mount Morris Park, right next to the lake there. It's just a little bit northeast of Wautoma. And one of the highlighters is Ken Longquist, ever popular from Madison, doing a kids' workshop at 1 o'clock and then performing at 2:30. We also have about five or six other great performers. Music starts at 10:30 with open mic. The professionals start at 12 o'clock and run through 8 o'clock. The 4-H stand has great food there. There's a place to swim, children's playground equipment. Just bring your lawn chair and maybe some bug spray and enjoy. It's a great stated park. And for more information, just go to blackhawkfolk.org, and you can learn all about it.
Thanks, Joanne.
Great.
And that's a great transition into our section on what to do if you want to take in some arts and culture.
Yeah, definitely.
So what kinds of things would you recommend? I see that if we want to, we can take in some Shakespeare under the stars. Where might we do that?
Yes, the American Players Theater out in Spring Green, they put on a few Shakespeare plays in addition to other plays in the summer, and it's an outdoor theater. So it's a really cool experience, and it's a nationally renowned theater, so fantastic acting as well.
And we could also enjoy a drive-in movie.
Yes, there are still a few drive-ins left in Wisconsin, and there's one in Jefferson that's probably the closest to the Madison and Milwaukee area. So you can pull up your car, see a couple movies. You know, it's a great kind of blast from the past.
And I know that there's one in Monroe, and I believe there's still one up in Door County.
Yes.
There might be others, too. And if anyone has any recommendations for other parts of the state, you can give us a call and let us know. But that's one of my favorite things to do. You get a double feature. And they still have those old stands with the speakers that you put in your window. Although I notice that a lot of people sit outside of their car. They take out a blanket and you can listen to the audio of the movie over a low power FM frequency on your, boombox or something. And so people are actually, ironically, outside of their car as they're watching the movie.
Yeah. It's kind of an outdoor movie as well.
Yeah. It's nice, though.
Definitely.
And up in Green Bay, we can actually enjoy a ride on Elvis's favorite roller coaster. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. It's called the Zippin' Pippin. So, it was down in Tennessee, and Elvis was apparently used to the amusement park it was at down there. He would rent out the entire park just so he could ride this roller coaster. And then a few years ago, they were thinking of kind of taking it down. They weren't sure what they were going to do with it. And then the city of Green Bay kind of stepped in and said, hey, we'll take it. So they moved it up to Bay Beach Amusement Park. And I think it's like $1 or something to ride it. It's ridiculously cheap. And there are other rides you can ride at the amusement park. It's a pretty cool little slice of history and fun.
Yeah, I think it was last year or two summers ago I was on it. I'll give a slight caution that it can be a little bit jerky. So,
because it is wooden, yes.
Watch your neck. Let's take a call from Lori in Madison. Hi, Lori.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine, how are you?
Doing good. I wanted to kind of tie in with the arts and crafts with Mineral Point. They have a lot of arts and crafts going on and a lot of history.
Yeah, definitely.
And then also with the history would be Eau Claire, Wisconsin, who still has a drive-in as well.
Okay, good to know.
Great.
So they have a lot of the lumber history in Eau Claire. And then Mineral Point has a lot of the mining history and the badgers and stuff like that.
Nice. Do you have any specific places you think we should stop if we're in the area?
In Mineral Point would be the Shanty Trails. And then they have some cottages there that you can take a look and tour through. And then Eau Claire would be Carson Park. They have a museum there and also a Paul Bunyan camp and a working railroad.
And a what?
A working railroad that you can go on.
Oh, working railroad.
Oh,
okay.
Cool. Great.
Nice. Thank you so much for that recommendation. Let's go next to Nancy in Hayward. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. What's your recommendation?
Actually, I'm kind of touching on a number of the things you talked about. I live in Hayward, Wisconsin, and it's a great little town that's got a little bit of something for everyone. There's some of the best ice cream you're ever going to find at West Hayward Dairy. If you're traveling with kids especially, there's some great, it's just a fun place with great candy stores and all kinds of things as you walk around the very charming downtown. But the Lumberjack World Championships are coming up in about a week and a half, and it's where world-class athletes from literally all over the globe come and compete in the Lumberjack World Championships. And if you don't make it for that, there's always the Lumberjack Bowl that just says Lumberjack Shows. And there's some, great biking trails on the Birkebeiner Trail. You can do fat tire biking or just bike, mountain biking through the woods. And it's a great place where there's lots of lakes around where you can rent boats and ride your bike, go see a lumberjack show, go to the Angry Minnow for dinner. They have great food. So
Angry
it's
Minnow.
Kind of a fun place for families to get away. And actually, there's another great little place in Stone Lake just outside of Hayward. It's called the Old Schoolhouse Winery, I believe. And it's an old schoolhouse where they have great wine tasting, and you can sit out on the deck, and they've got an outdoor fireplace. It's just very quaint and kind of off the road and very fun. So
nice. Thanks,
yeah.
Nancy.
Hayward's great, and I think we have the Lumberjack Show on my list, and also in Hayward is the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, so there's a giant muskie that you can, they call it the Shrine to Anglers. You can climb up and stand in its mouth and take in some nice views, so that's fun.
And we had mentioned, before I forget, you had asked where Carr Valley Cheese is, and we looked it up. It's in Middleton. Looks like it's on Parmenter Street in Middleton, Wisconsin.
Great. Perfect.
We got a Facebook message from Virginia. She says, Amishicot, southeast of Green Bay, has free outdoor concerts every Wednesday evening on the school grounds. And to find out more, you can go to mishicot.org and click under the calendar link to find out more information there. And Chelsea, let's talk a little bit about what is available for anyone and everyone. What are some things you think people should check out without, you know, necessarily wanting to hike 2 miles uphill on some rocks?
Yeah. One cool thing we have here in Milwaukee is the Dennis Sullivan, and it's a recreation of a 19th century tall ship. So, you know, it looks like a pirate ship with the sails and the wooden deck, and during the summer it docks at Discovery World in Milwaukee. You can take tours of it. They also have day sails, like 2-hour sails. You can sail with them and help them hoist the sails and things like that. So that's a pretty cool sight in Milwaukee.
Nice. And while we're in Milwaukee, we can catch a baseball game, of course.
Yes, definitely. The Brewers are still playing this year, despite what many people might think.
Is that what they call it?
You know, they're showing up, so that's an accomplishment. But it is really fun to go check out a game if you haven't. The tailgating atmosphere is a lot of fun. Just the whole atmosphere at the park, they've done a really nice job of making it a great atmosphere with food and beer and, you know, different activities. So it's a lot of fun.
And I'll be at Miller Park next week for a very different occasion. That would be Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
Live in concert.
Mm-hmm,
very
yeah,
excited. And
definitely.
I'm taking my mom, and he's her favorite Beatle. So she had to go.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And, of course, speaking of sports, what about the Green Bay Packers? Of course, we have to try to catch a Packers game, but it's so hard to get tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. So even if you can't get tickets, you can still tour the field. You can see the Hall of Fame, the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame up there. So if you're not able to, you know, shell out a couple $100 for tickets, you can still go see the field, and it's a cool thing to see.
Mm-hmm. And I see that last on your list, but I'm sure not least, is take a hot air balloon ride. Where would we do that?
Yes, in Ripon, Majestic Balloons offers hot air balloon rides. The tricky thing with hot air balloons is that it's very weather dependent. So even on a day like today where beautiful blue skies, it looks calm, there could be higher winds that they might not want to go up in. So you have to be kind of flexible when you're scheduling.
All right. Yeah, that, of course, and safety being the utmost concern there.
Definitely.
Let's take a call from Barbara in Milwaukee. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. With the price of gas, if people are in the Milwaukee area and don't want to travel too far for a nature center, they may not realize they have a state forest right in the city of Milwaukee. It's Havenwood State Forest, and it's on Douglas and Sherman. That's between Mill Road and Silver Spring. And they have great programs for children and adults, family programs, family hikes. They have a butterfly count coming up on July 27th from 10 till noon. And they have a family hike butterfly quest on August 3rd. They have both their website on the DNR website at Havenwood State Forest and their friendsofhavenwoods.org website. They have year-round programs, but especially in the summer, there's lots of great things to do. It's 237 acres, and unfortunately, it's one of the best-kept secrets in the city of Milwaukee.
I didn't even know about it, so thanks for calling and telling us.
Great suggestion.
Let's go to Jane in Verona next. Hi, Jane.
Hi, I'd like to recommend Copper Falls State Park by Mellon, Wisconsin. Beautiful waterfalls and lots of hiking. And also in that area is Morgan Falls in St. Peter's Dome. Both beautiful places.
Yeah, Chelsea, that's Pattison State Park is on your list, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think a lot of people realize that we do have waterfalls here in Wisconsin. Most of them are either in the northern or kind of northeastern part of the state. But like she mentioned, Copper Falls State Park has a few. Pattison State Park has Big Manitou Falls, which is the fourth highest waterfall east of the Rockies. So, you know, like 100 and some feet. So, yeah, those are really cool places to check out.
Nice. Carol in La Crosse. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi. Yes, I would like to recommend La Crosse, Wisconsin. I moved here from the Green Bay side of the state 30-some years ago, and I feel like this is just like a treasure. It's just a gem over here. It's right on the Mississippi River. There's so many outdoor activities to do. There's fishing, boating. There's a tour boat called the La Crosse Queen that goes up and down the river and on tours, and has there's a nice downtown area with a lot of really interesting little shops and good restaurants. We're close to the Spider Elroy Trail. That's a bike trail that you can get on in La Crosse and go all the way to Sparta, or you can catch that from La Crosse to go to Tremplo. And Tremplo is just a few towns up the river, and they have the Perot State Park is there, so there's hiking there, and it's just a wonderful place. It's just beautiful here with the bluffs and the river.
Mm-hmm. Plenty to do in that area, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Bob in Galena, Illinois. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I just wanted to mention, you talked about cheese. There is a little small cheese maker almost on the Illinois border. It's on the corner of Route 23 and 11, and it's called Raleigh's, Roelli's. And they make some award-winning cheeses there that are really very interesting. One in particular is called Dunbarton Blue, and it's kind of like a cheddar that he introduced. He invented it. He introduced some penicillin into it, so it has a little bit of blue veins, but it doesn't taste much like a blue. It tastes like kind of a nutty cheddar. It's a terrific cheese, and they have some other ones too, so I just wanted to mention that. Raleigh's.
Thanks so much, Bob. Do you find yourself crossing the border a lot?
Yes.
To come and enjoy what?
I mean, we're cheese eaters for one thing.
I can understand that.
Cheese eaters for somewhere around 35 years. We have the same dinner every Thursday night except for Thanksgiving, which is wine, cheese, and bread. And when we moved to Galena, we're so close to Wisconsin that we don't eat as much imported cheese as we used to. We go up to Wisconsin, we buy cheese from these little guys. And that Raleigh's is terrific.
Well, that's quite a compliment to them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling, Bob. Let's go next to Tom in Madison. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how you doing? You were talking about the Dennis Sullivan at Discovery World, and actually she's going to be at sea for almost the whole summer, from Duluth, Minnesota, all the way out to Lake Erie and the bicentennial reenactment of the Battle of Lake Erie. And but she will be at Tall Ships Green Bay, which is the weekend of August 18th. There's going to be about 9 tall ships up there. And all kinds of things, maritime music and sailaways. You can tour the ships. You can sail on some of the ships. And then the other thing which I love is, of course, every weekday at noon at the Capitol, there's the Solidarity Sing-Along as well.
Mm-hmm. That's still going on. Thanks so much, Tom. That mentioning Green Bay and coming to port on the weekend of the 18th also reminds me that they've got the Maritime Museum up in Manitowoc.
Yeah, definitely. The USS Cobia is up there. It's a submarine that they, you know, was obviously not in commission anymore. And what's cool about the submarine is they have on it the last active working radar on a submarine on that ship. So that's pretty cool. If you ask one of the volunteers, there's one volunteer that will fire it up for you if you want him to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chelsea, I'm wondering what you would recommend people go out and do maybe to get off the beaten path this weekend.
This weekend in particular.
All this summer, since we are talking about what to do this summer.
Yeah, you know, Parfrees Glen is a really great place to visit, kind of up in the Baraboo area. It's a part of Devil's Lake, but it's its own little natural area there. It's, you kind of hike back through this glen, and then there's a little waterfall at the end, so that's really beautiful.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your list with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our guest this hour was Chelsea Lewis, writer, editor, and online producer with Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us from a regional bureau in Milwaukee today to give us her list of 100 things to do in Wisconsin this summer. Thanks to Marika Suval for producing this hour, Rhonda Fanning for on-air production, Dave Potraz and Joe Hardkey provided technical direction. Stay with us this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Science Friday. Ira Flato and his guests take a look at how we can protect our online privacy. Plus, artificial sweeteners may not have some very sweet side effects for our body and brain. We'll learn about that on Science Friday. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Ann Strainchamps. This is 45 North on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.